This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after big Wall Street losses because of renewed concerns about a trade war with China, China is sending a clear warning to the Trump administration after President Trump yesterday says he'll impose 10% tariffs on more Chinese imports effective September 1st if a trade deal is not reached by then. Chinese officials now say their country will have to take countermeasures if that happens. President Trump telling reporters yesterday,
"When my people came home, they said, 'We're talking. We have another meeting in early September.' I said, 'That's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.'"
Saoirse Kennedy Hill, the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, has reportedly died of an opioid overdose at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
President Trump says he's not worried about recent missile tests by North Korea. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
North Korea conducted two separate missile launches during the early morning hours on Friday, making the third such test in just over a week. The latest launch of the ballistic missiles were fired into the sea off its eastern coast, flying 137 miles on an apogee of 15 miles. Experts say the launch was viewed more as a message to South Korea to help stop the U.S. economic sanctions imposed by Washington against North Korea. President Trump says he's not overly concerned about any violations of international treaties.
Short-range missiles, we never made an agreement on that. I have no problem. We'll see what happens. But these are short-range missiles. They're very standard.
I'm John Clemens.
The government's July jobs report just released 164,000 jobs created ahead of the 154,000 analysts expected. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An unusual police-involved shooting happens in Texas. That's where police say an officer started shooting at a loose dog yesterday, but ended up accidentally killing a nearby woman. It happened in Arlington between Dallas and Fort Worth. The police say in a statement the officer started backing away from the dog while firing his gun, but one of the shots hit that woman. The investigation's continuing. A suicide epidemic hits the Air Force, and as a result, that branch of the U.S. military is taking the extraordinary step to deal with it of giving all units a day off from training. The units will choose a day from now between September 15th to take what's called a tactical pause. The Air Force reports 78 suicides by Air Force members this year. Switching gears, the results of a new fast food survey are out.
Chick-fil-A named America's favorite fast food restaurant, dethroning In-N-Out Burger. The report by MarketForce, published by Food & Wine, polled more than 7,000 consumers, coming in second place for chicken, Raising Cane's, followed by Zaxby's. But as far as hamburgers go, In-N-Out Burger remains number one in that category.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Things that matter to your life, to your family, to your pocketbook. Why not? Hey, good to be having you along with us this morning. Happy Friday to you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek joins us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how are we doing?
We're terrific. How are you?
Hey, are you kidding me? We're great news. I got so much great news here. Unemployment holding steady at 3.7. We got 164,000 jobs added in July. We're on a strong economy. There's no denying it. The Dems are having a hard time dealing with it. They just assume, I guess, just ignore the facts, right?
Yeah. Well, they did during the entire two nights of Democratic debate. I wrote a piece talking about how you never heard the word growth mentioned once.
Right.
Democrats just really don't believe in growing the economy. They believe instead in slicing and dicing the current economy and giving it all away. So, you know, I think Americans have to sit back and say, okay, let's remember here, the way everyone gets ahead is by growing this economy, creating opportunity, creating higher wages, wage growth in the last month was up over 3.2%. And by the way, the biggest thing in this jobs report, in my view, is that the so-called real unemployment rate, which includes people not looking for work, et cetera, was 7%, which is the lowest since 2000. That is quite a benchmark. And,
right.
You know, I think we have to be really pleased with that. The other thing that really pleased me is you saw over 300,000 people come into the workforce. So unemployment did not tick down because a lot of people, Bill, are going back to work because of the incentives that have been provided by higher wages. And what people really don't get what's going on, when you have a very high quits rate, which we have now and didn't have during the Obama years, it means people are quitting their jobs not just for more pay some of the time, but a better job. So
right.
People are upscaling their work. And you know, the numbers bear that out. I mean, this is not just a Republican talking point. We've heard so much about
Republican talking points
in the last week.
Right.
But this is real facts. I mean, this is what's happening on the ground. So no wonder the Democrats don't want to talk about it.
Well, and we're going to talk about the Bureau of Economic Analysis, to your point here, in just a second. But, you know, the other thing that I was encouraged, you know, to that 7% that you're talking about, because what I have been concerned about for a long time under the Obama administration, we had people, they just didn't stop working. What they did was, because last time I checked, Liz, they still need to put food on the table. And you don't get, you know, paid enough just to sit home and do nothing to put enough food on the table. So what it meant was we started having a shadow labor force that was not paying its taxes. And, you know, there were millions of people there. So the fact that it's reduced to 7 million, I'm not saying all that fall into that category, but that's encouraging. And all because, and we said this early on, that there was going to have to be a huge change to incentivize people to give up those net dollars that they were getting, you know, by being paid under the table there had to be a huge increase, and that's what we're realizing, and this is why that number is down to 7%. I think that's very encouraging, because now we got more people manning their oars and carrying their weight here in this government of ours.
Yeah, you also have more people who are going to care about promises from the Democrat candidates to raise taxes heavily. If you're paying taxes, you care about taxes. And if you're not, you don't. But
right.
What we have with this expansion of the workforce is ever more people who are not going to benefit from these Democratic programs. I must say, it does seem to me that the Democrats in those two debates increasingly addressed all of their attention to the lowest income people in America, black people in America. I mean, I would think at some point some candidate's going to say, well, wait a minute, what about the 80% of Americans who are working and, you know, caring for their families and trying to get ahead? Don't our policies also have to help them? Mm-hmm. Now, Democrats would say, yeah, our health care policy is aimed at that wide swath of America, but an awful lot of the other stuff they talk about is not.
Well, their big headline and mantra has been almost from day one after the tax cuts of the Republican Party and the Trump administration was that, hey, all that's great for the top 1%, but what about the 99? Well, the BEA came out with their report, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and said, hey, let me give you the facts. 99% get a bigger raise. So that 1% mantra that they're talking about is flying in the face of this report. These are the hard facts on the ground, as you say. And when you look at compensation overall, the bottom line is corporate America, yes, did get a raise of about $220 billion. This is after-tax profits between 2016 and 2018, while employee compensation swelled nearly $1 trillion, Liz. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that the companies that were earning, increasing their or benefiting from the tax bill actually did share the wealth. And look, we knew that from all the announcements made by hundreds of corporations after the tax bill went through. They were not insensible to the fact that Democrats had basically slammed this tax cut as a giveaway to big corporations. Some of the time, someone should take a Democrat candidate during one of these discussions or these debates and say, well, wait a minute, who are these corporations? I mean, who's benefiting from that? And the answer is the workers, yes,
right.
The stockholders, yes, the pension funds that invest in these stocks. That connection is never made, by the way, when they're talking about when Elizabeth Warren goes on the attack against private pension plans, as an example, or I should say private equity, she's really attacking private pensions because, in fact, there was an article in the Journal last week about how, guess what, returns on 2% interest rates are not going to fund the pension plans of General Motors workers. What is going to fund that increasingly is private equity.
Exactly.
Does he really want to rip up those investments that have been made by those kinds of companies and that are going to allow people to retire? You know, everyone is convinced Elizabeth Warren is really brilliant. Well, you know what? So far, she has really come out with more policies, in my view, that hurt working people than almost anybody else. And I don't think she gets that.
Well, and the media is not doing us any favors by not breaking it down either. I mean,
No. She
is loading them down with policies, and she sounds brilliant and eloquent. I mean, in terms of all the other people on the stage, I mean, hey, she's well-versed, and she does a good job, but then you have to do the work and break it down. When you do, it's just kind of like the Medicare for All program. When they started breaking down and going, oh, wait a minute, what about the people that already have health care? What happens to them? Oh, no, this is, you know, we're just going to blow them. No, that's not good. So now they've kind of, you know, they're reversing gears here a little bit, except for, you know, her to a degree, and Bernie even, you know, Bernie's just holding down, you know, speaking of the Kool-Aid, regardless of how it tastes, he's still holding on to it.
Yeah, I think it's discouraging. The mainstream media really is dishonest in covering all this stuff, and they are really dishonest in covering the economy. I was really struck. It was about 10 days ago the IMF came out with global reassessment, and let's talk about that after your next break, because
yes. Okay.
It was a good example of how the mainstream media lies about the economy.
Well, they're not helping us, and it's interesting. Even Charles Barkley, I don't know if you saw this or not, but he was going, I don't understand why black America keeps voting for Democrats. And, you know, they haven't done anything for us. He kind of said the Republicans haven't done much for them either, but I guess he's, you know, he's not even looking at what Donald Trump has done for black America and for minorities across the country by way of unemployment, average wage increase, home ownership, all that good stuff. So that's not counting. He doesn't understand, and then turns around and says, I'm supporting Buttigieg.
That's discouraging, right?
Well, it just doesn't make sense for the big headline that he put out there to begin with. Yeah. I'm Bill Martinez. Liz Peek is with us. She'll stay with us.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Fresh Christian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Liz Peek continues with us, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. You mentioned, Liz, we wanted to take a look at the IMF. I know that they came out with a report here recently. Updated.
Well, it was just an interesting data point. I have maintained over the last year and a half that the media really is not covering the economy even-handedly, and the IMF basically came out and said, yeah, global growth is slowing by maybe one-tenth of 1% because of China, because of Europe slowing down. But in that report, they also revised upward U.S. growth from 2.2% for this year to 2.6%. That is a massive increase from a big, you know, multinational cautious organization. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the way CNBC, Bloomberg, New York Times, even the Wall Street Journal covered it. Nowhere did anyone mention the upward revision in U.S. growth. Everybody focused on the downward GDP growth for the whole world, talking about how it was basically Trump's trade wars that was bringing growth down. I have never seen such a blatant, and I mentioned it on air the next day on Stuart Varney's show on Fox Business, and he was shocked that report had come out because he hadn't seen it. Guess what? Nobody saw it.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, and that was at a time, well, I think we're all always at a time now where the media is casting the current successful economy with a real cloud of, oh, you know, the tariffs are doing this and we're going to have a slowdown here. There have been, don't get me wrong, there have been segments of the economy, for sure, the farm sector and also manufacturing, which have been hurt, I think, in part by the trade battles, by the uncertainty that they've created. But the reality is that the economy overall, thanks to our very optimistic consumer, and again, that's another thing that is way underreported, consumer sentiment in the last month bounced up to an enormous level. And, you know, people don't realize not once during Obama's presidency was the U.S. consumer as optimistic and forward-looking as they are now.
Exactly.
I mean, no, and it happened literally overnight with the election of Donald Trump. I think, you know, I just think that everyone is so mired in, if you listen to the Democratic debates, you came away thinking, wow, the United States is really in trouble. There are so many problems, and boy, we need a revolution to fix them. You know, most people are sitting there going, hey, things are pretty darn good.
Well, yeah, I got a balance in my checkbook. Are you kidding me? This looks pretty good. Liz, we took a little bit of an audio hit when you gave the increase. I don't know if somebody, but so it went from 2.2
to 2.6.
Oh, wow, that is huge. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And meanwhile, you know, to your point about trade, you got the acting IMF chief saying the global economy is fragile, urging U.S. and China to end the trade war. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that if people would just follow, and even on a global level, follow the lead of this president, I mean, he is hitting home runs at every turn. If our Congress would approve, I maintain, you and I talked about this last time, USMCA, that is low-hanging fruit. Get that approved. Let's move on. Then we start dealing, we deal with the trade with Japan. We start dealing with the trade in Europe. Then, you know, China's going to feel forced. They're going to, you know, at that point, they're surrounded with, you know, trades being approved all around them. They're going to have to give in. But right now, you can't blame them in part, thinking, well, look at, you know, if Joe Biden gets in and there's new management down, we don't have to deal with this knucklehead Trump, and we can work out a better deal with Biden than we can with Trump.
Yeah, that could well be. I think, you know, look, I would like to see more international collaboration on confronting China, because guess what? Everyone is ready to do it. I think our trading partners are certainly jousting for advantage here, but the reality is they all know that China cheats. They all know that they've been ripped off by China.
Exactly.
This is not a figment of Trump's imagination. Yes, to your point, the USMCA, which, of course, was blasted in the last round of debates as insufficiently protective of workers, of course it is much more protective of workers and the environment than its predecessor. Everybody, I mean, you know, Elizabeth Warren came out, and I called her a liar on this because it is a lie, and said the biggest thing was a handout to pharmaceutical companies. That is just simply a lie. There is something in there about protecting intellectual property that benefits the pharma companies. That is certainly not the major issue for the USMCA. Instead, it is the major issues are improved prospects for our dairy farmers. And by the way, because of Wisconsin being such a major swing state, Democrats really don't want that to go forward because it really would help dairy farmers. Because, you know, Canada has always been so very protective of their dairy industry. And there are other things having to do with local content in terms of wage rates that have to apply to local content. There are a lot of good things for American workers, but Democrats are now dug in to deny Donald Trump any political wins, and they may well stand in the way of this thing, which would be a shame.
Well, the tone that they're setting, you talk about tone, the negative tone that they're setting, you know, to the universe and to the rest of America is so negative. And,
yeah.
But, you know, here's Donald Trump holding to his America First, Make America Greater. I mean, this is really hope and change that people can believe in because it's been backed up by the promises that he's kept. Yeah, another added point on that Bureau of Economic Analysis, which was interesting because the Democrats would like to say the reason the economy is doing so well is because of what Barack Obama did. Julian Castro said the other night, thank you, Obama. Well, the Bureau itself says, no, that's not the case, that it was in a downward trend, and the radical trajectory upward has been the result of Trump policies that have been enacted, that there is a clear demarcation between what Barack Obama had done and what the Trump administration has been doing.
I don't think there's any question about it. What we know absolutely, for a fact, again, going back to my comment about consumer sentiment, also CEO and business sentiment literally from the day of the election moved higher. And what do you need? If you're running a company, the Democrats like to cast American corporations as faceless, greedy vulture monsters.
Right.
They're people making the decisions of what these companies do. The decision to invest and move forward has to be founded on confidence. And I would say the only thing about the tariff battles that is unfortunate is that some of the confidence, some of the certainty that Trump imbued the U.S. economy with has kind of gone away, because if you're looking at your supply chains and you don't really know, excuse me, what the tariff outlook is going to be 6 months or a year from now, it's pretty hard to plan where your next factory should go. Now, what Trump would say is, hey, don't worry about it, build in America. And
that's
what we would all like to see. And hopefully over time, maybe that's where some of these CEOs are going to get to.
Exactly. Well, they found out the hard way, Liz, as you know. They were basically disinvited for being in the country, and they were chased out by previous administrations through regulations, particularly
and
in the most recent.
And bad tax policy.
Exactly. So they said, hey, we're not welcome here, so we'll go someplace else. But the fact of the matter is they'd much rather be operating at home because, you know, the level of personnel, the quality of employee is much better here in the United States. As long as they can make the math work, which under the Trump administration, it's more in their favor, they're going to come back home. And look what's happened in a short period of time. We've got a lot of manufacturing coming back to America. And this is just the start. If we all were on the same team and realized we're wearing the same home jersey that says USA, and yes, it is red, white, and blue. I'm sorry for those of you that may be offended by those colors, but we proudly wear those colors, and we're proud of what America is all about.
Well, that's right. And we, as you say, everyone should be hoping that these policies succeed because it is good for everybody. And I think, you know, one of the biggest selling points Republicans have going into 2020, it is not just overall economic growth. It's that income for the lowest earning sectors of our economy have been growing faster. We are diminishing income inequality that supposedly Democrats care about. Do they really care about those people? We'll see.
Well, when you look at these liberal cities that have absolutely devastated their people, like Baltimore and on, boy, this is a sea change that must be made. And now that Donald Trump has brought that to light, we'll see what happens, Liz. We can only hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, look.
5 seconds. 5 seconds. We got it.
Nothing's going to change overnight, but let's not have it go the wrong way. Vote for Trump in 2020.
This is sponsored by Sprint. Sprint wants customers to connect with friends and family across the globe at amazingly low rates. Today, Sprint is offering an all-new international long-distance call option to Colombia from the United States. Colombia Unlimited includes unlimited calls from the U.S. to mobile phones and landlines in Colombia for just $5 extra per month on select unlimited plans. Alberto Lorente, Director of Multicultural Marketing.
In addition to offering free calls to Mexico, we are excited to now include a valuable service so that more people can communicate with their friends and family in Latin America. At Sprint, we are committed to offering our customers the best value so that they can enjoy international calls at a very low cost.
Add this international option to Sprint Unlimited Basic, Plus, and Premium plans. For more information about this incredible new plan, visit Sprint.com/ILD specials.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after big Wall Street losses because of renewed concerns about a trade war with China, China is sending a clear warning to the Trump administration after President Trump yesterday says he'll impose 10% tariffs on more Chinese imports effective September 1st if a trade deal is not reached by then. Chinese officials now say their country will have to take countermeasures if that happens. President Trump telling reporters yesterday,
"When my people came home, they said, 'We're talking. We have another meeting in early September.' I said, 'That's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.'"
Saoirse Kennedy Hill, the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, has reportedly died of an opioid overdose at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And one of the things we sound loud and clear in these two additional debates, now we've got a total of four debates, is... Man, they're rather negative, are they not? I mean, we didn't hear any positive thing about, hey, look, here's where the economy is, and this is how I'm going to improve it. No, it was, they were making up numbers to make it seem like the economy is worse off than not, and as you just heard me talk to with Liz and pointing out the Bureau's latest report, the BEA report, saying that 99% of America is actually doing better. And only 1%, I mean, the difference of income, what they got, corporate America had realized an increase of about $200 billion, and everyday Americans, 99% realized an increase of $1 trillion. Now, last time I checked, $1 trillion, mo bigger than $200 billion, right? Those are the numbers from the BEA and their analysis. No wonder people are confused when the Democrats are talking so negatively about the economy. But if you notice what was missing, in addition to anything else about the economy, positive, I mean, they just are a bunch of naysayers and talking so negatively. But our next guest, the communications officer of Job Creators Network, is back with us, Elaine Parker. And you say, Elaine says, hey, what about jobs? We didn't hear them say anything about jobs, did we?
Good
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Heard nothing about jobs. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got a new jobs report, 164,000 new jobs added in July. Unemployment still at 3.7%. Well, I'll tell you, the headwinds in the face of these Democratic candidates is quite blustering, is it not?
You know, Bill, I don't know if you're a Seinfeld fan, but I am, and I will tell you, watching those debates is like bizarro world. I don't know what economy they're talking about. You know, facts are a really inconvenient thing when you're out there talking about a terrible economy when we get jobs numbers that continue to exceed expectations. Wages keep rising, unemployment at lowest records for all demographics across the board for the last 50 years. It's incredible to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really isn't, and it's a disservice by the mainstream media, Don Lemon, CNN, the rest of them that claim to be journalists or reporters, which clearly they're not, and why someone like Don Lemon would be leading, you know, would be a moderator is beyond me, because normally those seats are reserved for, you know, somebody that at least pretends to be objective about getting to the facts, not a known, opinionator or somebody who just flat out states that President Trump is a racist because Don Lemon happens to be black. And I guess if you're black, you have the ability, you're in charge of the race card, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We listened to 20 Democrats talk for 5 hours over two nights, and yet they were silent when it came to helping America's job creators and their employees. You know, you mentioned the CNN moderators. What they should have asked all of the candidates was about their uniform support for a bill that passed the House last month, and that's the Raise the Wage Act, which more than doubles the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's clearly going to hurt job creation. It's clearly going to hurt our prosperity and hurt employees, especially employees at the lower rung and lower skill set in our economy. And those are the people that this bill purports to help. It's not going to.
Well, they do this time and again, Elaine, which drives us nuts. You'd think they'd learn by now. But see, all they know is to buy the vote. And this is another form of them buying the vote. They go to the people's treasury and they say, okay, $15. And then with all these programs, the Democrat, I mean, help me out here. I mean, in all fairness, I say, look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't know of any Democratic policy that has come across in recent time that has actually done what it said it was going to do, and people are better off by it. I mean, 8 years of the Obama administration, and the first couple of years, Donald Trump had to do, you know, cleanups on aisle 1, 2, all the way down to 13 to square some of the stuff away. And as soon as we got these aisles cleared up, then, you know, our economy became more robust. And even though the Democrats, like Julian Castro the other night, tried to say, oh, thank you, Obama, it's because of Obama. Well, the BEA report would differ greatly on that. And they're not connecting the dots in that kind of trajectory. They demarcate that there is a clear demarcation between Barack Obama and the Trump economy, and that there was no causal relationship from one to the other.
Absolutely. Under the Obama administration and the policies that we had with high taxes and high regulation, we saw stagnation in wages. We saw stagnation in growth. We were actually told by the president not to expect over 2% GDP, and yet that's what we've gotten under President Trump. You know, the interesting thing about watching the other night is the moderates on the stage, we'll call them moderates, but the more moderate on the stage were actually able to make the case, at least fuel the case, for capitalism and policies that support job creation, and really point out how out of touch candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are with the rest of the country. I mean, there's a recent poll out that only 10% of Americans even support a health care plan that would eliminate private insurance.
Right.
And the best case made against Medicare for All was made by John Delaney. He said, imagine starting Social Security today, but telling everybody that private pensions and retirement plans would be outlawed. It's a great analogy. Think about that.
Yes.
So now it's up to the Republicans to make the case for capitalism and why it's the greatest system in the world.
Well, the good news is, to your point on this, Elaine, is that It is a binary choice, and it is absolutely clear. And what Donald Trump has done is he's really, you know, took out any pastels, any, you know, beautiful colors in between. It really is black and white, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, again, we currently have wages growing at a faster growth rate than they have in a decade. I mean, think about that. And the people at the lowest end of the wage spectrum are the ones benefiting the fastest. That's where the wage growth is the fastest for employees. And that's really important. Our biggest problem right now in this economy is we have more jobs available than people to fill them. We have a skills gap, and we need to address that through workforce development programs. The president is definitely working towards that and developing workforce development programs in partnership with private enterprise. But we need more of it. We need more involvement. We need companies to step up and work with the administration on in job creation and developing training programs, because there are people out there who want to get into better jobs and get out of minimum wage jobs, but they need the skills to do so.
Exactly. And those jobs are waiting for them. And because the Democrats and those who are antithetical to this president, instead of getting on the train here and helping out and being part of the solution, they want to be antithetical and continue to resist at the expense of the very people supposedly that they say they want to serve. How does that make sense?
You know, it doesn't. You know, the last 2.5 years of the economy and the prosperity that we've seen, like I said, every demographic has benefited. You would think that everybody would be looking for greater opportunity to continue bolstering this economy. But instead, all we hear is Medicare for all, free college tuition, you know, Green New Deal. I mean, policy, repealing the Trump tax cuts. I mean, that's been one of the biggest economic boons because it, what did it do? They put money back in everybody's pocket, their own money, so that they could spend it the way they want. And the Democrats just want to reverse all of those policies.
Like as if that's going to be the answer. I mean, we went through. See, what concerns me again about the Democrats, and it seems that their basic makeup is they live in a world of theory, where they're back in the you know, the teachers' lounges, just throwing theory around, and nobody is there to challenge them on it. We went through 8 years of that. I felt under Barack Obama, where there was a lot of theory, and forget about empirical evidence. Now you've got Donald Trump taking the things that have worked previously. He has inculcated them into our economy, and it's working. I mean, you know, it's, you know, the past will tell us a lot about the future. And he has embraced the past, and he's jettisoned our future. But the rest of, you know, the rest of these antitheticals resist it because it's not their idea. It doesn't benefit one party. God forbid it would benefit the American people in total, right?
Absolutely. And if your listeners want to learn more about why capitalism is the greatest system, we have a campaign called Socialism-Based Capitalism Creates.
Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's Q
KNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, enjoying a part of your day. And we're going to make it even more enjoyable because with us right now is Joyce Smith. Now, you may remember that name from the movie Breakthrough, based on the impossible true story of one mother's unfaltering love in the face of incredible odds. When Joyce Smith's son, John, falls through an icy Missouri lake, all hope seems lost. But as John lies lifeless, Joyce refuses to give up. Her steadfast belief inspires those around her to continue to pray for John's recovery, even in the face of every case history and scientific prediction. Needless to say, the temporal odds of John's life and Joyce's prayers were well against her. But as she taught us in the movie, with God, we always have the majority. Right, Joyce?
That's absolutely the truth.
Amen.
When you have the person that has the final word, how can you lose?
Yeah, you know, for you, as the movie depicted, and when we spoke with Devon Franklin, you know, a couple of months back before the movie came on the big screen, the producer of the film, he said that the story itself was true to life. I mean, there wasn't a lot of theater. What we saw in the movie was what happened throughout that period of time between you and your son and Pastor John and your family. It was quite incredible.
Yes, it is. And, you know, this is one thing I think a lot of people think we embellished this. We didn't, but we have 305 pages of medical records that can back up what we've claimed, and also police reports and firefighters' reports. So, I mean, we wanted to be able to substantiate what the things that we were telling.
Well, I got to tell you, it was your son's a walking miracle. You know that. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that. He's a walking miracle. And when I met him, it was like, wait a minute, it's like nothing had happened. I mean, when God does something, and my prayer has always been in praying to God, is that it's a total recovery, mind, body, and spirit. Some people pray for the body and not knowing that, look at, the mind and spirit have to come along as well. And for John, you can see that your prayer in its totality was in line with God's purpose of healing John.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to kind of further that, you know, John just graduated from high school June the 12th, mm-hmm. and he is going on to college. He will be leaving here the end of August to go up to North Central University, become a pastor. So, you know, God is just fulfilling what he started.
What a story. What a story to tell. And for you, as I was mentioning, what an encouragement, because here is a mama's love and a mama's faith on display. And it's so powerful and so encouraging, to, again, be reminded that God answers our prayers, that he's not some far off, you know, cosmic wonder that we pray to and maybe hope that he's listening, right?
That's absolutely the truth. You know, Scripture promises that he'll stick closer than a brother, that he's always there. All we have to do is reach out to him, and I have always found that to be true, that he is faithful. And it's not who he is. It's not what his job is. It's who he is. He's mm-hmm. faithful. That's his DNA.
Joyce, for you, how were you raised? Was Christ at the center of your life your whole life?
I was raised in a Christian home, and I followed that till I became a teenager and decided that I knew enough and wanted to try my own way, and I walked away from the Lord. And I told my mother once that I would walk across the hot coals of hell to be with this guy that I was dating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's exactly what the Lord let me do. But, you know, he brought me back, and he has restored everything. And so, you know, since then, I've not turned away from him, nor do I ever have plans to, because he is just so awesome, and he is a restoring God. He restores what the locusts have eaten and taken mm-hmm. away from us. He gives it back to us every time.
You know, for all people that have gone through what I call a I was, I am moment, where you can, you know, you're confronted by God, by his grace and mercy, and you have such a radical change on your life, there's no turning back, is there?
No, there isn't. There is not. How do you turn your back on a God who has given you, restored your life, and given your son to you twice? I mean, his grace and mercy is beyond compare.
And here it is, as you say, has given your son twice. We see the second time. You know, he falls through the ice. Even the responders, they said, "No, this is we're not gonna rescue. He's gone. He's been under way too long. This is about recovery." But even the first responder, he hears what he thought was his captain directing him, and he was rather perplexed to find out that his captain didn't say anything. But he knows, as you and I are talking today, that he heard a voice say, "No, you need to go to this area," and that's where he found your son.
This is true. And, you know, Tom wasn't an atheist, but he wasn't where he should be with the Lord. And I'm happy to report that since then he has given his heart back to the Lord. So we've seen this so much through this, where people are just turning their lives over to the Lord because they're recognizing who he is and what he can do, and that he loves them.
And Joyce, your prayer as depicted in the movie, and as Devon related to me, he said, "Yeah, that's exactly the way it was." And but like I said, it is such an inspiration, the heartfelt prayer, crying out to God, and God, you know, hearing your prayer and doing a mighty miracle, that the doctor said, "There's no way that John should recover." But your prayers were answered. And as you just relayed, you know, whether it was with Tom and how many others of the stories that you must be hearing from people that have been inspired by your prayer, mothers, you know, prodigal sons, prodigal children, you know, around the world for that matter, that have seen this movie whose life has been touched because of your example.
It is, and I get private messages on Facebook all the time on how God has come into these people's lives and how their faith has been challenged and how God is doing miraculous things for them. It's not just for me. God just doesn't want to do things for me. He wants to do things for all his creation because he loves us. He mm-hmm. paid a price for
exactly.
what he is doing for us. And, you know, we need to just trust him.
So what did your friends say when you were being depicted by Chrissy Metz?
Well, you know, they think she's a sweetheart, and they love This Is Us.
Yes,
the
right.
And I have a joke. He asked me who I wanted to play me, and I said, Madea. It's a joke.
Yeah, yes.
But Chrissy is a sweetheart, and so many of our people, you know, they just really enjoy her, and they enjoy her show. And she, as far as I'm concerned, is America's sweetheart. She is just a doll.
Let's talk a little bit about Pastor John. I had a chance to meet him as well and appreciated his heart and how he was there, you know, throughout that period of time, endless hours, you know, alongside you and your son, John. And am I saying something?
Pastor Jason.
Pastor Jason. Yeah, and it was a J name, and I just yeah. realized. I think I'm misspeaking you. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I should know, you know. But a heart of a pastor. And here he is, this young man who gets it. And, boy, these are the kind of pastors you want to pray for and protect and keep them in the yeah. body of Christ, don't you?
Absolutely. And for those who don't know, Pastor Jason and I have never had a cross word with one another. He is like one of my kids, but he was a new pastor in a older church and was making changes, and people weren't liking it. So they ran all that character through me. But Jason, we really feel that God sent Jason to the church for John and for this time for us. And he really stood by us. And as I say, he's like one of my kids. We dearly love him.
Well, since breakthrough and since this personal experience, and of course, you're all over the place, all over the country, the world, you know, talking about breakthrough and encouraging others. Has this changed your prayer life?
No, because I found out a long time ago when I say no, it hasn't changed it. It's increased it, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But I have found out a long time ago that if you're going to live in this world and fight battles, you better know how to pray, because that's where our arsenal is against the evil one, is through prayer.
Well, and I got to imagine the evil one has come after you and your family big time because of what you've done. I mean, you have really stormed the gates of hell with this movie.
Yes, and if you look up the word breakthrough, the first word in there for breakthrough is warfare, and we have had warfare like you would not believe. Even trying to show the movie in churches and stuff, technical problems we have been having, Satan doesn't want this story out there. And yes, we have been really fighting with the warfare, but you know what? In the end, God wins and Satan's a loser.
Amen. Joy Smith has been our guest. She's the mom. She's the praying mom. She's the example of the modern-day praying mom, let me tell you. And featured in the movie Breakthrough, her son, John Smith, against all odds, against what the doctors said. Joyce would not believe that because she believed in the Word of God, and that's what she pursued. And her son just graduated, going to college. He's on his way to become a pastor himself. And, boy, I just can't wait to hear about the next chapter in John's life and yours as well, Joyce. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know